City officials dodged a bullet when Tropical Storm Erica dissipated before making its projected landfall on the first coast. The storm could have driven away the throngs of international tourists expected to descend on the city for the week's festivities. At the Casa Monica Hotel Tuesday, director for the commemoration, Dana St. Clair, says the total economic impact of the celebration is hard to predict, but that most visitors probably won't travel very far to be part of the party.
Our principal component of our audience will be our excursionary audience, our day trippers. They come as far away as southern Georgia, Tallahassee, Dade County, Tampa. We even have folks that are coming up from Monroe County that are here for a day.
Starting Wednesday in St. Augustine, street festivals, live music, and historical exhibits will be available free to the public, culminating with the reenactment of the city's founding on Tuesday, September 8th. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.